Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Dale, D-A-L-E, D-I-P-A-U-L-A. Address is 14072 Wycliffe Way, Magalia, California, 95954, phone 415-666-5403, ID is XXXXX3960. Date of birth 1/9/1969, 53-year-old, single, retired man. Insurance is Medicare / Medi-Cal. Pharmacy is Walgreens in Paradise, 530-876-8222. It is addressed to Dr. Jamal, J-A-M-A-L-E-L-K-H-A-L, Paradise Medical Group, 6460 Pence Road, Suite A, Paradise, California, 95969-3673. Phone is 530-872-6650, fax 530-877-2196. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation for history of breakthrough generalized convulsions, subparagraph, previous history of operative intervention for AV malformation 14 years ago, subparagraph, recent history of breakthrough, initial partial, and then secondary generalized convulsions several months ago with recent readjustment of his anticonvulsant regimen. Subparagraph, current medications, Keppra, 2,000 milligrams AM, 3,000 milligrams PM. Zenicipine, 200 milligrams AM and PM. Lorazepam, one tablet, orally PRN, prolonged seizures. New paragraph, comorbid medical problems, list these vertically. Asthma, essential hypertension, headache disorder with chronic throbbing cephalgia, subparagraph, treated with APAP, codeine 300 milligrams, 60 milligrams codeine, Q 6 hours, dear Dr. L. Cajal, thank you for referring Mr. Dale, D-I-P-A-U-L-A. New paragraph, Dale was seen today, providing additional history to your comprehensive notes that were highly appreciated. New paragraph, Dale reports that he underwent craniotomy for AV malformation resection 14 years ago, and unfortunately developed partial and then generalized convulsions with onset of motor tremulousness with a progression from the right lower extremity. New paragraph. While living in Washington, he suffered an additional breakthrough convulsion requiring readjustment of his regimen, increasing his Keppra from 2,000 milligrams twice a day to 2,000 a.m. and 3,000 p.m., which controlled his recurrent seizures by his report. New paragraph, having been seen and evaluated in your clinic, noting elevated anticonvulsant levels, his dosage by his report was returned to 2,000 twice a day, for which he then suffered a second generalized convulsion followed by postictal paresis on the right. Subparagraph, this has improved and resolved. New paragraph, currently he's having no ARs or breakthrough convulsions at this time. New paragraph, he also has a headache disorder with chronic daily throbbing cephalgia, which he's been taking APAP codeine for apparently several years. Subparagraph, by his report, there have been no readjustments of his regimen to any new chemical medical entity, considering further treatment of his headaches. Subparagraph, persistent headaches in this situation, of course, clinically, might indicate an underlying cerebral pathology. New paragraph, his neurological examination today, on the other hand, appears to be within normal limits. New paragraph, in consideration for these findings in this presentation, we are scheduling him for a high-resolution 3D brain MR neuroquantitative imaging study for reevaluation, consideration for any further recommendations for care or either intervention. New paragraph, we discussed ongoing treatment with his anticonvulsant regimen, which should be adequate at these dosages. However, having breakthrough convulsions on multiple medications in this situation would suggest that he has a disorder that may be consistent with intractable seizures. Subparagraph, if we find no additional or unusual features on his imaging studies, then addition of other treatment for intervention, such as a VNS stimulator, might be very useful for control of his epilepsy if needed. New paragraph. My office will be contacting yours to get the anticonvulsant levels. New paragraph. We will be contacting his hospital, Harborview Medical Center in Washington, for download of his records and information and any further recommendations that his physicians may have. New paragraph. We had an extended face-to-face discussion today regarding his presentation, his current medications, current evaluation, comma, further evaluation, comma, and further treatment. New paragraph. He has no need for refills at this point, but I will be happy to refill his medication when needed. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report as he returns in the process. With further recommendations, and sign respectfully with my professional signature.